best here at Lee Center Field in Bixby. Excited to bring you this one between the Bruins and the Spartans, the number two team in 6A2 against the number three team in 6A2. And the winner of this ball game tonight likely in the driver's seat to host a playoff game coming up toward the first part of November. It's week number five action, and I think we're waiting on TV, something we haven't had to do the last couple years since I've been here, Jay. They've got it all teed up, and we're waiting for the TV guys.
I think they're waiting for the Bruin to come off the field is what's
going on. Oh, yeah, that's true. The Bruin is not off the field as well. That's true. Over there in the far corner, they got the inflatable Bartlesville Bruin Bear, which was blown up for the Bruins to run out on the field to, and no one cleaned that up. It was still inflated over there on the near side corner of the what will be Bixby end zone that Bartlesville is defending on Bruin territory.
And the Bruins
that thing cleared
the field. Yep.
So I think you're right. I think we were waiting on the Bruin to get out of the way. And big crowd here at Bixby, Jay. It's capacity.
Absolutely.
People are having trouble finding seats running around down there. Kickoff from Jason Campbell is an end-over-end short kick. In fact, he takes a bounce at the Bartlesville 10, and Matt Simpson picks it up at the 15. Breaks a tackle and spins up to the 17-yard line, and that's where he is stuffed up. So a nice job by Bixby on special teams. It's going to be first down and 10 for Colton Penrod and the Bruins from their own 17-yard line. Colton Penrod coming off a 29-for-37 performance last week against Sand Springs. Threw for two touchdowns, no interceptions, and 322 yards. Penrod on the year, a 74% completion percentage, which is much better than Tanner Griffin's, by the way, 55% completion percentage. So if there's a difference between two of the best quarterbacks in 6A2, it's that.
Absolutely.
Penrod in the pistol formation. It's a four wideout set for Bartlesville. Here's a snap, play action fake. Colton steps up in the pocket, throws over the middle, tipped in, incomplete. Tried to get it to A.J. Parker on a post route. Threw into double coverage there. A couple different Spartans in on coverage. Colby Tillman came in with the hit to Parker after the ball was tipped. So it's incomplete. Second down and 10. Now Bartlesville still from their own 17-yard line.
Colton kind of threw that one behind A.J. Parker, and Parker kind of had to turn his body around. He was all kind of weird trying to catch the ball. Couldn't come down with it.
Penrod handoff up the middle to Hilger. Burst into the secondary. He gets close to a first down as he finds a hole up the offensive line. He got about 8 yards there, and it's going to be third down and short now for the Bruins. They officially mark it down at the 26-yard line, so third down and one, Bartlesville, at their own 26. Nice run for Jaron Hilger for 9.
Delay handoff over the right tackle.
Under center now. Colton Penrod's going to follow his center forward for a quarterback sneak, and I think he got it. First down Bruins. A couple of runs after an incomplete pass, and first down and 10 move the chains for Bartlesville. First down and 10 Bruins. Bartlesville now at their own 29-yard line.
Well, maybe the coaching staff heard me last week. I complained a little bit about not running a quarterback sneak when they had just inches to go for that touchdown and did not make it.
11:20 left to play first quarter. First drive of the ball game, no score. Colton bobbles the snap but catches it and throws it far sideline, and it's complete to Braden Mayhew for a gain of 1.5, maybe 2. So a quick little route to Mayhew over there on the far sideline. Braden Mayhew had one catch for 7 yards last week against Sand Springs. He's on the board early here. Second down and 9 Bartlesville from the Bruin 30-yard line. Under 11 minutes to play first quarter. Pistol formation once again. Here's the snap. Handoff up the middle to Hilger. He's stuffed up right at the line of scrimmage. Someone met him in the backfield. Didn't really have much of a chance. Got back to the original line of scrimmage where he was ticken down. And now the first third and long for Bartlesville. And they've been pretty good in situations like this so far this year. It's third down and 9. Bruins still right at their own 30-yard line. 10:30 left to play. First quarter, no score. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Dr. Stephen Beard, the dentist. Four wide out set, single back behind Penrod is Hilger. Here's the snap. Colton has time, rolls out near sideline, looking for somebody. Now he's under pressure, steps past one man, lobs it over the middle, and it's dropped by Braden Mayhew in what would have been a first down and a whole lot more. And Colton Penrod made something happen with his legs there. He evaded a tackler. He had Mayhew wide open in open field, and he dropped the first ball, dropped the first down, and Bartlesville is going to have to punt.
Totally unlike Bartlesville so far in 2015, as the Bruins get a first down, but they go three and out on their next series of downs.
So back to punt is A.J. Archambault. He stands at the Bruin 18-yard line, gets a good snap, kicks it. It's a spiraling punt, not a bad one. Bounces at the Bixby 40 and now takes a Spartan bounce up to the 45, 46. And finally, Bartlesville, for some reason, they let it roll about another 2 or 3 yards. I don't know what they were thinking, but they finally downed it at the Bixby 47-yard line. So good field position for the Spartans and quarterback for Bixby, Tanner Griffin, after Bartlesville gets one first down in their opening drive and cannot convert anymore. A crucial drop there by Braden Mayhew.
Easton Hammonds rushed in and kind of shoved people out of the way and going, why are you guys backing away from this? It's rolling towards our side of the field.
Yeah, you know, you see people follow a punt as it rolls, waiting for them to down it, but it was rolling in the wrong direction for Bartlesville that time. So Bixby first down and 10 from their own 47. They hand it off to who else but Nick Roller, off right tackle. He gains it into Bruin territory, follows blockers forward inside the 45, down to the 41-yard line. Nick Roller gets 13 on first down and 10, and he's off to a running start already. First down and 10, Bixby at the Bartlesville. They'll mark him down officially at the Bruin 42-yard line.
Yeah, he had a bunch of blockers in front of him. Bartlesville got some leather on him, but couldn't bring him down.
Play action fake. They throw it on the far side of the field. That is complete to Connor Walker, who breaks one tackle but can't get a whole lot more. It's going to be a gain of 3 or 4, as that was a play action pass. Nice tackle by Jamone Oaktree in there for the Bruins. It's going to be second down and about 5 for Bixby. They're now at the Bartlesville 37-yard line.
Nice pursuit there by Easton Hammonds as well. He was playing corner. He was the initial hit and kept that thing under wraps.
Second down and 5. They hand it off up the middle to Nick Roller, and he dives down for almost no gain. Nice job for Bartlesville that went right at his legs and took him down after maybe a gain of 1. So a third down and about 4 coming for Bixby from the Bruin 38. No score here. 9:10 left to play first quarter. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, quality care close to home. Big third down and 5 here, Jay. Bixby is in kind of no man's land, so possibly in 4-down territory.
Yeah, definitely a 4-man territory area. You've got third and 5. If you don't get a yard, you're fourth and 5. Bartlesville's 38.
They're going to pass it. They throw far sideline, complete for a first down. They got it to Kate Kabnis, who did not play last week. Kabnis, the Spartans' leading wide receiver, came into the ball game with 12 catches for 266 yards and a couple touchdowns. That throw went for 7 when they needed 5 on third down. It's first down and 10, Bixby at the Bruin 31-yard line. Once again, single back set. Nick Roller back there with Tanner Griffin, and Bixby looks to the sideline. The Spartans like to snap the football. A lot of plays so far for Bixby this year. They've scored 58, 71 so far. They hand it off to Nick Roller. Doesn't get anything. Stuffed up for a loss. In fact, a few Bruins over there on the tackle. Guy who got there first was Jordan Williams. Came in there first. Also, Seth Hindergart in on the tackle. Good job by the Bruins getting Nick Roller for no gain. It's now second down and 10 for Bixby, still from the Bruin 31.
Yeah, right there is Seth Hindergart, kind of pushed on the edge. He got past the left, the right tackle and was able to get Roller like by the legs. And did you say Jordy Williams was on the tackle?
Play action fake, quick throw over the middle. Powell is tipped, but it's still caught for a gain of 7 or 8 over there on the far sideline as Bartlesville kind of bit on the play action. Pass was complete on the far sideline to Connor Walker, his first catch of the ball game. Ball went for about 7 yards, so it's third down and 3, Bixby, at the Bartlesville 23-yard line. They need to get to about the 20 for a first down.
Good coverage as Tristan Crowder nearly knocked that one down.
Hard count, and Bixby does not snap it. They look to the sideline. Third down and 3 from the 24. Need to get really closer to the Bartlesville 21 for a first down. Clock to 7:30 left to play in the first quarter. They hand it off to Roller. Left side, and he's pushed back for a loss. Knocked out of bounds after a loss of 2 or 3. Bixby fans over here wanting a flag for a late hit, but that was just a very aggressive pursuit of the football. Tristan Crowder was over there, as was Seth Hindergart and Easton Hammonds on the right side of that Bruin defense. They handed off the Roller on third down and 5. He doesn't get anything, and now it's fourth down and about 6 for Bixby from the Bartlesville 27. They give him a loss of 3 on that play off left tackle, and Bixby going for it, fourth down and 6 from their own 27. Big play here.
Yeah, that's a short sideline over there. I've been on it, and there is not much room between the sideline and the wall.
Play action fake. Griffin going to pass, throws far sideline. The ball is caught for a first down. Nice little play there by Tanner Griffin as he barely got it past the outstretched arms of A.J. Parker, who was over on coverage. A gain of about 9 on second down and 6. It's first down and 10. Bixby on a big fourth down conversion from the Bartlesville 17-yard line. 6:50 left to play first quarter, no score. Bixby driving on their first offensive possession of the ball game. They've been moving the ball pretty well, but no big plays so far for the Spartans. Bending but not breaking so far, the Bruin defense. They hand it off to Roller up the middle. He gets three, maybe four. Once again, the Bartlesville front seven doing a pretty good job against Roller so far. Had that big 12 or 13-yard run on the first play of this series for the Spartans, but hasn't gotten more than four or five since then.
Again, it's that front four for Bartlesville. We got Tristan Crowder on the edge along with Seth Hindergarten. In the middle, Connor James and Dominic Godinez.
Second down and six, Bixby from the Bruin 13-yard line. Officially a gain of four on that run by Roller. Once again, pistol formation, Griffin in the shotgun. They move Roller over to his right. Here's the snap. Two-step drop. He's under a little pressure, throws far sideline. It's complete for a gain of about eight or nine. First down and goal for Bixby at the Bartlesville 4-yard line. They're kind of just dinking and dunking it down the field. They either hand it off to Roller for 2 or 3 yards, or they throw a few little quick out patterns. That out pattern went to Cade Cabinus over there. He just ran an out right in front of A.J. Parker for 8 or 9 yards on second down and four. And now it's first down and goal, Bixby, at the Bruin 5.
Cabinus has got good hands. The ball was thrown low and away from Cabinus. He came back and reached out and got it.
Under center, Griffin hands it off to Roller. Off right tackle. He runs into a few Bruins and gets two or three, but no touchdown. Going to be second down and a goal to go for Bixby from about the Bartlesville 2.5-yard line. David Wiseman over there on the tackle, as it was Jordy Williams. Clock ticking under 5:25 left to play first quarter. No score. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Dr. Stephen Beard, the dentist. Now a power eye formation for Bixby. Once again, they hand it off to Roller. This time he lowers his shoulder into the end zone. Touchdown, Spartans. 5:15 left to play first quarter. Bixby strikes on their first drive. They started at the Spartan 47, so it was just a 53-yard drive, but it went for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 plays and 53 yards. And now it is 6-0 Bixby, 5:15 left to play first quarter. Extra point pending, and on to kick the PAT is Jason Campbell, who's been a pretty reliable place kicker so far for Bixby. Not a bad offensive or defensive start, excuse me, for Bartlesville, but they kept bending and bending and bending, and eventually Bixby just made him pay. That fourth down and five conversion was the big one.
Yep.
PAT is up by Lumen, and it is good, and that makes it 7-0. Spartans over Bartlesville, 5:15 left to play first quarter. We'll have the kickoff when we return. You're listening to Bruin Football on K1. Welcome back to Lee Snyder Field. Evan Farmack and Jay Stump with you. Bruins trailing Bixby 7-0, 5:15 left to play first quarter.
Yeah, Bartlesville did something they have not done all season, and that's given up a first half score.
Yep, that's only the third touchdown of the year the Bruin first string defense has given up, and it by no means easy for Bixby. It's not like they said, I had them down for 13 plays on a very unofficial. That game, 13 plays in 4 minutes and, no, 13 plays in 4 minutes and 58 seconds, and they went 53 yards. So that was just dink, dunk, dink, dunk, dink, dunk, but they made it the 53 yards to pay dirt. And as I said, that big fourth down and five conversion when they were at the Bartlesville 27-yard line was the big one.
Yeah, kept the drive alive, and that's all they needed. Get a fresh set of downs and kept moving the ball down.
Jason Campbell has it teed up at the 40-yard line for the Spartans, going to kick it deep. Once again, Kemar Gray and Matt Simpson back to return for Bartlesville. This time it's Matt Simpson fielding it at the 10-yard line, gets a block to the 20. Outside near sideline 25, tiptoes across the 30 to the 35, and there is a flag down as he makes it up to the 36-yard line. Good return there from Matt Simpson as he found a little room over here on the near sideline, but there is a flag down, and I believe that is going to be coming back at least 10 yards.
I think this is going to be called for a bad block from Bartlesville, or a hold.
He only got it out to the 17 on the opening kickoff, and it was a short kick. So Jason Campbell, the man who kicks off for Bixby, hasn't been kicking it very hard. He is kicking with the wind also, so doesn't have a whole lot of leg. And that time Simpson made him pay, but unfortunately a penalty on the Bruins on the kickoff. And penalties have been a bugaboo for Bartlesville so far this year, Jay, averaging just over 100 yards per game in penalties. It's going to back them up. We'll see where they officially mark it. Not that far. They give it, well, no, I take that back. They hadn't marked off the penalty yet. they were standing around. Bartlesville offense was ready to go about the 26, and I was thinking, wow, that was from the very end of the play, but they're going to mark it at the 16. So first down and 10, Bartlesville from their own 16-yard line. BHS has not had very good field position so far. 5:08 left to play first quarter. Bartlesville trails Bixby 7-0. In the shotgun, Penrod hands it off up the middle. Jaron Hilger off right guard, doesn't get much, maybe one or two. Gets it up to the 18-yard line, a gain of one. Going to be second down and 9 for Bartlesville as the clock ticks under 5 minutes to play here. First quarter, Bixby up 7-0.
And blew the whistle dead for just a second. They had left the kicking tee out on the field, Logan.
Empty backfield for Bartlesville. Penrod moves Simpson in motion to the right. Now he gives it off to Matt Simpson. Has a little room across the 20 near the 25-yard line. Tackled down after a gain of 8 or 9 on a little option sweep to the running back, Matt Simpson. That's his first carry of the year. Goes for about 8 yards. And now it's third down and short for BHS. We'll call it third down and 2 from the Bixby 25-yard line.
Bartlesville's tried a couple of jet sweeps.
Excuse me, Bartlesville 25-yard line.
Yeah, they tried a couple of jet sweeps earlier this year, but with no avail.
Third down and 2, handoff up the middle, didn't get much, maybe 1 yard. Bartlesville trying to steal a first down there on a little run to Jaron Hilger on third down and 2. They did not get it. Bruins looking to the sideline, and Bartlesville is going to punt. So BHS goes 3 and out after Bixby scores in their opening drive. Fourth down and 2 from the Bartlesville 25, and A.J. Archambault back standing at the Bruin 13 to punt.
Bartlesville punted one time, I think, last week, and it wasn't very good. Twice. They got blocked, and then it wasn't a very good punt on the second hot time.
Nick Nichols back to return for Bixby. It's a low punt. Bounces just past midfield and takes a Bruin bounce inside the 40 down to the 36-yard line. So Bixby will have to go about 10 more yards if they're going to score this time. First down and 10, Spartans at their own 36-yard line. 3:28 to play first quarter. Bixby 7, Bartlesville nothing. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center. Quality heart care close to home. You like to see Bartlesville maybe respond with a few first down, a sustained drive after Bixby gets on the board, but the Bruins, after they got a nice second down run from Matt Simpson, were unable to go any further.
Well, I think we get a media timeout here, Evan.
So okay, we'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be back with more Bartlesville football after this on K1. Welcome back to Bixby. Lee Snyder Field, Bartlesville trailing the Spartans 7-0. 3:28 left to play here in the first quarter. Jay, you mentioned the fact that Bartlesville had given up a first quarter touchdown for the first time. Also, the first time the Bruins have trailed this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of an odd territory for Bartlesville. And I don't know that they went too many three and outs in the first half of any of their games so far this year. But they've gone three and out the first time this last series. And so Bartlesville really needs to get some offense going, and they're kind of playing the same game that Bixby's playing the same game Bartlesville did against Sand Springs, and it's about field position.
First down and 10 for the Spartans at their own 36-yard line. They hand it off to Roller, off right tackle, follows his blockers across the 40 to the 41. Gain of 5 and first down and 10, and now it's second down and 5 for the Spartans at their own 41.
Well, Bartlesville's doing their job against Nick Roller. He's only got 3 yards per carry. So last year he averaged 8 yards per carry. So you can see a difference in this front four and the back three in the linebacker core for the Bruins. They're keeping things in front of them.
Backup tailback now in for Bixby and Tucker Pauley. Nick Roller finally out of the ballgame. 2:55 to play first quarter. 7-0 Bixby over Bartlesville. They have trips to the left. They throw it to the left on a screen pass, complete to Pauley. He has blockers ahead of him across the 45 into Bartlesville territory and pushed out of bounds at the Bruin 47-yard line. Jamone Oaktree over there on the tackle. Clock is stopped after the first down and the push out of bounds, but that's a gain of about 14 there on second down and 5 for Bixby. They have it first down and 10 at the Bruin 47-yard line. And a nice little screen pass to Tucker Pauley. Came into the ball game with 6 receptions for 134 yards and 1 touchdown out of the backfield, so he catches a lot of those screen passes. First down and 10, handoff to Roller right up the gut, and he looked like he almost dropped the football at the end there, but he recovered it after a gain of maybe 1. Nice job by Bartlesville up the middle. A couple different Bruins in on the tackle. Noah Bass playing up the middle for Bartlesville right now in there on the tackle, as was Seth Hennegart. Clock ticking under 2:25 to play first quarter. Bixby 7, Bartlesville nothing. Spartans with their second offensive drive of the ball game. This game moving rather quickly as Bixby has kept it on the ground with Nick Roller playing. Second down and eight. Bixby going with the hard count. They've got those kind of weird signs with all the different things on them that offensive has now. They hand it off up the middle to Roller. He gets tripped up after a gain of three. He just kind of fell forward after he was hit right at the line of scrimmage. Dominic Godinez was in there initially. It's going to be third down for Bixby. Third down about four from the Bartlesville 42-yard line. Clock ticking under 2 minutes to play. First quarter, 7-0 Spartans. And Nick Roller comes to the sideline for a third down and four play. Tucker Pauley, the backup tailback, in there for Bixby.
I wonder if they'll go out to that spread again. There's three wide receivers to the left. That was a nice screen last time.
Quick slant throw, and it's tipped and incomplete. Nice job by A.J. Parker, defensive back, Division I prospect in the defensive back for Bartlesville. Tipped that away from Cade Cabinus, the intended wide receiver. It's going to be fourth down and four now for the Spartans. And they're just past midfield at the Bartlesville 42. It looks like they're going to go for it. Tucker Pauley comes out, and the truck Nick Roller back in. We'll see where they go to. Fourth down and four from the Bartlesville 42. Pistol formation. Griffin looks to the sideline. Now he steps up to the offensive line. Bartlesville with four down linemen, three wideouts, one to the left, two to the right. It's going to be a pooch punt. He steps back and punts it over the Bartlesville defense. It bounces inside the Bruin five, and it's tipped into the end zone, a touchback for Bartlesville. And the Bruins get a nice break as Bixby acted like they were going to go for it, but Tanner Griffin, the quarterback for Bixby, split back and decided to just pooch punt it as a quarterback, and he almost had it down inside the five-yard line, but Nick Swanson for Bixby, who tried to down it at about the Bruin three-yard line, tipped it into the end zone, a huge break for Bartlesville. So instead of first down and 10, Bruins at their own three, it's first down and 10, Bruins at their own 20, the best field position Bartlesville has had so far this game. Minute 25 to play first quarter, trailing Bixby.
Swanson came down and tried to bat it, and when he did bat it, it went in the end zone. If he would have just left alone, it would have died.
Hand off right side, Jaron Hildreth burst into the secondary, dragging tacklers across the 25, up to the 26-yard line, a gain of six on first down and 10. Second down and four upcoming for the Bruins from the Bartlesville 26-yard line.
Finally, we hear the band over there for Bartlesville coming alive. A little bit of action now. There's some momentum for the Bruins, and not to mention that the band hasn't been here, but they're kind of giving some momentum to the Bruins.
Play action fake. Penrod under pressure, rolls out, looking ahead, and just throws it at the feet of Garrett Meidel as Colton was under pressure there right from the get-go. Someone missed a block, and he just evaded the tacklers, then threw it at the feet of Garrett Meidel over on the far sideline, and Bartlesville gets some nice positive yardage on first down, but then unable to complete a pass in second down, and once again, third down and four for the Bruins from their own 26-yard line, under a minute to play first quarter, Bixby 7, Bartlesville nothing. Four wide out set, single back formation, Hildreth behind Penrod. Here's the snap. Colton rolls out near sideline, throws on the run, incomplete, overthrew his intended wide receiver, A.J. Parker, who was open in front of the defensive back. And Bartlesville once again goes three and out. Bruins forced to punt.
Here's a tell of a tape, Evan. You look at across the field on the Bixby side, their quarterback, Tanner Griffin, is 7 of 8 for 44 yards. Colton Penrod, he is 1 for 5 with only 1 yard passing.
One of those was a drop. We mentioned Braden Mayhew dropped a pass that probably would have gone for 20-plus on the Bruins' first drive of the ball game after they got one first down. But since then, Penrod has looked a little bit off. Fourth down and four. Archambault back to punt, gets it, and barely gets it away. It's a short, wobbly punt, bounces right at midfield and takes a Bartlesville bounce. It's going to get all the way down to the Bixby 39-yard line. That's where it will be down. First down and 10, Spartans at their own 39. Bixby has now started at their own 36, their own 47, and their own 39. DeAndre Williams down there for Bartlesville in punt coverage, down in it. And first down and 10 for Tanner Griffin and the Bixby offense, who was forced to punt after they got a couple first downs on their second drive of the ball game. Of course, they scored in their first drive. Almost a five-minute drive. They scored and went 53 yards and was capped off by a Nick Roller two-yard touchdown run. 38.3 seconds left to play first quarter. 7-0 Bixby over Bartlesville. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center. Quality imaging close to home. Pistol formation. They hand it off left side to Roller. Doesn't get much. Maybe a gain of one off the left side. A couple different Bruins in there on the tackle. Seth Hengart, also Dominique Godinez there first. Second down and nine for Bixby. Clock ticking under 20 seconds to play first quarter. We'll see if Bixby gets another snap in before we have to reverse directions and begin the second quarter. Looks like they're going to try to. Well, I don't know. They're kind of discombobulated.
I have to take my hat off to that front four from Bartlesville. Again, they're doing their job.
Second down and nine. Bixby from their own 39-yard line. 2 seconds left in the quarter, 1 second, and they're just going to let it wind out. So we'll take a 60-second break. Bixby leading the Bruins 7-0. Start of the second quarter underway. It'll be second down and nine. Bixby from their own 39-yard line when we return. You're listening to Bruin Football on KWON.